Armadoxy for today. Get Jesus? Are you going to tune into the Super Bowl this Sunday? If you'll be watching on television, you'll be at an advantage even over those attending the game, because the head of our church will have a commercial spot during one of the breaks. The Super Bowl is an event unparalleled in the United States. It attracts a wide variety of people to an annual display of athletics and dramatics. Much more than a football game, the Super Bowl has become a phenomenon with its high-priced tickets and astronomical advertising fees. Okay, let's get the stats out of the way first. The average price of a ticket is about $9,000. The stadium holds 65,000 people. The cost of advertising is $7 million for 30 seconds. Yes, that's half a minute of airtime. And an estimated 113 million people will view the game on television and on live streams. The theatrics of the Super Bowl are not limited only to the halftime show. Actors and celebrities are commissioned to sell everything from athletic shoes to undergarments, alcoholic drinks to food products, invisible wireless services to very visible luxury vehicles. And of course, it's all calculated on the return. In other words, if an advertiser is going to spend $7 million for 30 seconds, be assured that they've calculated the return that they will get, and it's many times over. That's good business, and has been the business of Super Bowl advertising until now. The product? Jesus. Last year, a Christian website, He Gets Us, set up a beautifully orchestrated campaign of pictures and sayings of Jesus to bring the point home that He gets us. And there's a good chance they're going to do it again this year. On a week where Jesus is celebrated by the actions of the warrior and the priest, Saints Vartan and Leon, these commercials make it clear that Jesus is alive and well and talking to the world today. And people are listening. I know, because last year, immediately after the ads ran, both sides of the political spectrum, the left and the right, criticized the advertising of Jesus in this manner. Yes, just as He did 2,000 years ago, so too now, Jesus is shaking up the establishment. So they spent $20 million on a minute and a half of advertising. And what is their return? In proclaiming that Jesus gets us, the purpose, or the calculated return, is to challenge us to get Him. This coming Sunday is Super Sunday. Not because two football teams will carry, throw, or kick a ball from one side of the field to the other. It's Super Sunday because God loved us so much that He wanted to get us. And so He sent His very best, His only begotten Son. This Sunday is the day of good living, followed by the Lenten season, which begins this coming Monday. Lent is about, well, how to get Him. Yes, God understands us. Jesus gets us. Now the challenge is ours. Do we get Him? The 40-day period of Lent begins with an invitation to get Him. The Armadox practice of abstaining from animal products in our diet and increasing our time in private prayer and acts of charity sets us on a course to meet the resurrected Lord at Easter and to take Him with us in our lives. In other words, 40 days of Lent prepares us and arms us for the 325 days of the year that follow. Get it? And if you do, then you'll be challenged to get Him. Let's pray. Lord, I thank You for hearing my prayer and understanding me. As I prepare for the Lenten season, open my heart to Your love, so that I may grow spiritually to hear your answers and how your word touches my life every single day. In your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen.